96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 6th of July, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And my guests today are Lady E, and I'm gonna let this man introduce himself. Again. I can tell you why. Introduce yourself, boy.
Shine.
Say it again.
Shine.
Say it again.
Shine.
Shine like the star wherever
shining.
You are.
He's yes. Shining.
Right, and what a beautiful morning. I had to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I blame you.
Everybody need a little shine in their life.
Amen.
And it's a rough and tension-filled time. And so I wanted to say to my audience, yesterday, I know the newspaper was jam-filled with news stories and political stories.
Yes.
And I didn't get to as many of them as I wanted to. But let me tell you why. Because sometimes the spirit has hit me, right? Like, I never thought as a young person I would say that. I used to make fun of old people who say that the spirit has hit me. Yeah. Trust me, the spirit has hit me. Sometimes the spirit has licked me in the back of my head. But sometimes the spirit tells me that not everything you want to talk about mm-hmm. needs to be talked about
right
now.
Right.
Right? All the politics you want to get into, you don't necessarily need to get into it. Mm. Right? And sometimes the audience won't get into it too, you know. Mm. And sometimes my spirit is telling me, but that's not necessarily the conversation we need right now.
Right.
And as we are in the independent spirit, right, I think that's a good sort of principle or thing to reflect on. How do we balance what are our personal needs with what are our collective needs, right? In fact, this whole conversation today, I'm going to give you all the numbers and all of the ways to call in and interact with our guests. I can try to do as little talking as possible. But the conversation today is about what I like to call the campaign for inclusion, right? So I brought Lady E and Shine and Sweet Emily will be joining us in a minute to discuss what has been going on leading up to the independence celebrations. But I didn't tell them this, but I call it the campaign for inclusion, right? And I think even when our issues differ, because I'm going to raise what my concerns are, right, with the process so far.
Right.
At the root of it, I think we are all focused on what inclusion looks like in this country. And so the question is, how could you have an independence celebration without including as many local voices as possible? What is the point of an independence ceremony if it is not rooted in the need to include as many people as possible? So I want to tell you guys a short, story, right? A bit about inclusion. So before I became a gay rights advocate, I was a women's rights advocate. And I had the wonderful opportunity to participate in the planning for the National Women's Week ceremony, mm-hmm. right? And there's a monthly women's meeting that you could go to. Back then it was the Bureau of Women's Affairs, now it's the Department of Gender and Family Affairs, right? So as we approach National Women's Week, a group of women would volunteer to sit on a committee to plan National Women's Week. and they would gather information, in particular nominees from the community, which church service we want to go to, which church we want to go to for service, was the theme for the year, right? Nice. And we spent a lot of time putting these ideas together. But at the end of the day, what the group planned was often very different from what the final result was, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And after a few years of this, I could see that the women in this space were agitated and frustrated, right. that they were committing so much of their time and energy to see their ideas put to the side. Mm-hmm. And then I took a moment. I said, you know what, Darren? Look at it, research it, see what's going on. And then I figured it out, right? We have this thing in government called the illusion of inclusion, right? So that National Women's Week group would put together their ideas, a formal presentation, and give it to the person responsible for the bureau, right, for that unit. That person then takes it to their superior. Their superior then takes it to the National Women's Advisory Council. And then it goes to the PS. And then it goes to cabinet. And then cabinet makes the final decision. And so I was trying to show the women the steps in this process and how, although it appears on the surface that they are included in this process, the truth is, they're not really included in this process, right? Mm-hmm. And I had to explain to them that there's a National Women's Advisory Council, and all that council does is advise. And the government is under no obligation to take that information and use it in their policy, right, or in their decision-making. Mm-hmm. So I needed to say this to these women because they had committed so much of their time and energy over the years into this women's work and building the government's platform. And it would be horrible for them to leave that space feeling frustrated, right. and discarded and ignored, right? Mm-hmm. And the only thing I could think to do was to tell the people in the Ministry of Social Services that they really have to find a way to show these women that their work and their contributions are valued. Because what's worse than not being included is when the people pretend like you included. And at the end of the day, you realize that you were only there to fill a gap, or worse, to do the work for them without any recognition at all.
Used.
Right? Yeah. And I think it's important for not just the government, but for the political class, the people who keep propping up and perpetuating this political culture, that you are leaving more and more Bahamians on the roadside feeling used and abused and frustrated with trying to be a part of their own country. And trust me, I'm 45. I am the epitome of that. And I ain't work as hard as half the people in this room. It's only 3 years, you know. That's PLP math. But I ain't work as hard as half the people in this room, or the people in this conversation who are committed to culture. Now, here's the next little intersection before we get into the show, right? Here we are, revitalizing tourism. The country, really, right? But it's tourism we revitalize it. Right. And we have been told as Bahamians that it is incumbent upon us. In fact, it is our, this is what the Baidem say for real, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it is our moral duty to small up ourselves in our own country so as to make a tourism product work. But at the same time, the very people you need to make that tourism product work, you telling them to small up themselves and pretend like they don't exist. Mm. How will the product work? Mm-hmm. But I tell you something, Bahamians can make the product work.
We have to.
They will make it work. And what we will be left with are dedicated citizens at home. And all they have left is their feelings and a little bit of pittance they have after paying their bills. Because they will make it work, and they will take their feelings and go home and process them themselves. And that is unfair, that they will be propping up a system that does not benefit them.
Exactly.
As all Bahamians here, but I did not say all, because some of y'all in the political class are very clever and crafty at what you do. Mm. But the vast majority of Bahamians will be here working, sweating, and toiling to build a system that y'all don't want them to participate in. And as a gay person in the Bahamas, I could say that. Because I have been asked to be the best Bahamian I could be, but not to be the whole Bahamian that I am. And we have to stop asking people to do that. Because these young people, they ain't on our run. If you do not allow them to be a part of the Bahamas, they will define themselves in other ways.
Yes. So you know.
Yes.
What are they supposed to do? Small up themselves and disappear?
Not run, yeah.
Never. You know,
that's like me in my backyard telling a raccoon, get out my yard.
Yeah. Not run, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Telling a raccoon to not be a raccoon. It don't make any sense, people. Anyway, that is the spirit with which we bring forth this conversation. It is incumbent upon us to figure this out. And this is a perfect example for the government to use, a model. The way that we handle these artists, the core of our culture, will be an indicator to young people how you are prepared to handle them. And they ain't on your run, they ain't like me. They don't, their leg don't start shaking when they hear independent Bahamas. They don't have that in their spirit.
No.
Yeah. Something else will be calling them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Somewhere that wants them. Somewhere that makes them feel included.
Right.
Kermit. Let's take a small break, go to a commercial, and come back, and let's get into this campaign for inclusion.
Make it count this time. Since it's 2021, for your family line. You better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The ones that don't fall to. The count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell the law. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
As a people, Bahamians are anxious about the future. Feeling down and out, unsure in these unprecedented times, we need to believe that love's coming back. Join us Tuesday, July 13th at 11 a.m. at lovescomingback.com for the virtual launch of Love's Coming Back, an inspiring new anthem from Grammy Award-winning founding member of the Eurythmics, songwriter, producer Dave Stewart, which will premiere globally at 12 noon, presented by Basic Records, Bahamas National Trust, and BrylandAid.org.
We are troubled water though. You are feeling some vanas.
Good morning and welcome back to 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. You are on the clock with Erin Green. A quick notice for my listening audience. Hurricane Supplies VAT holiday. The government has made it more affordable for individuals to safeguard their property this hurricane season with the Hurricane Supplies VAT holiday. All qualifying hurricane supplies purchased locally between July 9th through July 31st are zero rated. Visit inlandrevenue.bahamas.gov.bs. Obtain a detailed list of supplies. This message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. I want you guys to know, I had created a list. I took down the list of all the things you could get. But we, on your VAT holiday, it does not include alcohol. Listen, and it don't necessarily include snacks either. So now is the time to sit down with your family and have a discussion about why your budget is going to change drastically during this time. Because your children will appreciate when you show them, listen, we ain't buying no snacks this month. However, that means we could have one or two extra battery packs in the house in case there's a storm. Trust me, your children have sense. You grow them. I mean, of course they have sense. They will, if you talk to them about it, They will understand. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of things to buy. Take your time. Sit with larger extended family members and see if you can go in as a group and purchase things. But plan, plan, plan. Good morning to my guests. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having us.
Yes, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Even before this thing pop up, I tell myself I'm going to inundate my audience with conversations about independence and culture. Yes. Because that cultural space is at the core of our country. Mm-hmm. The creatives, the artists, the musicians, they capture the voices and the unspoken desires of the people. And for the business people, collate them. We bring them together in a way that can be understood by all. The country can't run without artists. As an advocate, I would be a narcissist running my own campaign if I didn't listen to what the artists said about life. And I can give you a quick example. Ronnie Butler and KB have a song say, I'll try anything once. And somebody in the song say, I'll even try that. Right? But the point is this, is that it taught me to not be as closed-minded, and to not project that closed-mindedness on other Bahamians. And it taught me that Bahamians are far more open to discussions that they're not comfortable with than we think, right? But I needed to hear KB and Ronnie Butler sing that. And Bahamians heard, right? It came from the people, not from my head, and that's why it's important. So, Lady E, tell us about this campaign. What are your major issues and concerns with the government's direction for this year's Independence Celebration?
Well, again, good morning, Bahamas. Lady E here. And again, thank you so much, Aaron, for having myself and Shine. For those of you listening, I am known for singing My Islands in the Sun. Shine is a popular Bahamian artist. He is just a wonderful person to know if you don't know his music already. I think we just heard his song, I Did It On My Own. Mm-hmm. And we are here to bring light to something maybe the Bahamian people haven't heard about, but is a national issue. This year's Independence Celebration, as we are days away, you can look forward to a show that will be aired and streamed worldwide. Do you understand? Not just on ZNS. This is not some local yokel show. This is going to be streamed for the whole entire world to see. The Bahamian people can look forward to a show that will feature Bahamian singers and one or two or three Bahamian artists in the whole choir, but no Bahamian music will be showcased. No original Bahamian songs will be showcased.
Nothing by the Frasier Brothers?
Nothing by Cooling Waters. No Bishop Lawrence. No singing prophet Lawrence Roll. No Simeon Outen. The show has been decided. It's been decided that it will be a gospel show. But even the gospel show that they have decided to go with does not feature any Bahamians. No Bahamian songs. Not even junk. They haven't even taken the songs and added Junkanoo and Rake and Scrape to it to try and attempt to put Bahamian music into it.
Because my first suggestion, right? Mm-hmm. Well, my thing is two things. I think the whole thing lacks imagination.
Right.
And I think it's lazy. Mm-hmm. But in a very typical, in a policy laziness, mm-hmm. where we would rather discriminate against you, mm-hmm. right? Or disadvantage you. Then spend the resources necessary to give you what we know you need and deserve.
But Aaron, it isn't a you thing. Like you said, inclusion. It's about the fact that this Bahamian culture is about our way of life. This right. Bahamian culture is not about Lady E or Sweet Emily or Shine or Dyson or D-Mac. We are speaking about our sovereignty. We're talking about the Bahamian way of life.
Well, and listen,
that's the present. That's right. The big picture here. And to be able to celebrate those persons that even in the pandemic that have been working hard through the pandemic to bring Bahamian culture still to the forefront, our national platform, such as Independence, is the pinnacle of what is a National Pride Day for the Bahamas. The world is looking, the world is watching, and we have failed. What's happening now can be still changed. It can be still modified. However, what has been bowed and wrapped and ready to go and present will be presented on independence will be not representative, not a proper representation of what it is, who we are as Bahamians.
Okay, now let's put a point there. This is my biggest critique, right? A gospel concert is not representative of the multicultural nature of this country. That's just one Christian, that's just one religion being represented. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a gospel concert, create a space and invite other churches to present on the platform to represent their faith, because we're not a Christian nation. So like from that perspective, they say like it's lazy, right? So you want to focus on religion, but you didn't even think that there were other religions present in the country.
Yeah.
But when you talked about our way of life, the first thing I thought about was, why don't you have secular artists performing with gospel artists, right? Like, why don't you invite them to collab?
There is something that I think that a lot of the powers that be, they've forgotten that besides singing gospel music, you have cultural music that is inspirational. You have inspirational songs that have been created.
The song did just play by Shine.
I did it on my own. That's inspirational.
I'm going to let everybody over the age of 65 understand this right now. We ain't playing I Did It My Way anymore. No. That Frank Sinatra era is over. We got Shine. Mm-hmm. Shine brought the Bahamian I Did It My Way for us.
Exactly.
Right? So... like you said, there's a cultural space that's not being represented. There's a historic cultural space that's not being represented. Mm-hmm. And because what I'm saying is this, okay, my guest yesterday showed me, man, we's a Christian nation. It's not unreasonable for the government to think that a Christian concert would do, mm-hmm. right? So why not invite secular artists to partner with choirs and gospel groups to create a gospel sound, right? To create a catalog of work. Why not do this? And this is why talking about the laziness, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knew independence is July 10th.
Right.
Why you didn't start this from last year and invite artists to collab and make new music for independence, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many other things that could have been done. But go on. I got my campaign.
Yeah, Aaron, we have... and this is not something... I don't want people to make this about we are anti-God.
No, because y'all are not.
I want to make sure that persons know that I myself, I'm a Christian. And we have persons who are artists who have been inspired to write that songs that may not be gospel. But, you know, they come from a place of good. They come from a place of national pride. You know, Sweet Emily is here, and she is a gospel artist as well as she is a cultural artist.
Hold on, I'm an evangelist, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, but she sings music she has sung gospel music, and she has sung cultural music that is about Bahamian pride. And again, what we're fighting for, what we're here for today, is about the fact that Bahamian culture, the Bahamian music, is not going to be represented on Independence Morning. When you turn on your TV, when the world turns on their TV to watch this show, I'm sure the show will be beautiful. We are positive that as we reflect on Dorian, as we reflect on the hardships that the Bahamas has suffered during this pandemic, we're positive that the show will be a beautiful one, well put together as far as the production side is concerned. However, the music will not be reflective of Bahamian pride. It will not be able to showcase our Bahamian originality, our authenticity will not be represented in this show. And that is what we're fighting against.
Yeah.
Aaron, I really have to chime in.
One second.
Okay.
Listen to my audience. This is Sweet Emily. And I need you all to understand how upset I am. Dear Mr. Mark Humes, dear Mr. Aram Lewis, you know how long I've been waiting for Sweet Emily to come back into secular music? And you all shut the concert down?
Hold on, Mark was one who called me a couple of years ago when I wasn't in and to come and sing Look What You and I Refuse. But now I'm here and look nothing.
Here. Absolutely.
You see? Yeah. But can
good
I
morning.
Say...
Okay, yes,
good
ma'am,
morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamas. You all might see me looking a little out of it. I'm just emotional right now because... I want to talk about it from the disrespect point of view. Yeah. We understand, and I'm sure Erica Doe did a good job to talk about the culture and all that, because we've been doing this all week. Mm-hmm. But for me, this disrespect that we are being shown as artists, not only as artists, just as Bahamians, is just out of this world. And out, I'm saying it's just out of the park. You know, I just had was dealing with, okay, we all know about the COVID pandemic. Yeah. We all know that Bahamian artists, many of us who do this for a living, and that's my choice. Don't tell me I'm an evangelist just in the church. Mm-hmm. God didn't call me to church. He called me to go in the field.
Yeah.
Okay? So don't do it. Mm-hmm. Number two, I even ain't talking about the argument about, the, like Aaron said, about the spirituality and the Christianity. I ain't getting even into that. Mm-hmm. All I want to say is, playing them people who might even be singing on that might be saying they gospel artists and ain't living the Christian life. That's number two. Now, you could say what you want to say about me, but let me see if you could point a finger as to how I live my life. Being a Christian ain't what you sing, it's how you live. That's all I can say about that. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. I have been contracted by three different places where I go because of, can you imagine an artist like myself working for $300 to sing for 2 hours? Mm-hmm. Well, I've been doing that because that's how bad things are. But I am not dealing with that today because that's still a choice because I understand that businesses are not even 100%.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been shut down because bands, I can't have a band. Yeah. So I go and I schlep my
equipment
speaker behind me for $300 and something. And I supposed to wake from 6 to 8 and sometimes I still sing until 9 because the tourists them there keep saying, sing more.
And I don't, tourists don't be fooled. She's a beautiful woman, but she's singing for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. Because she want to make sure you all have a good time.
Exactly.
For us.
And I'm trying to help your business to grow.
Right.
But the disrespect is what I want to talk about. Yeah. Okay? One of the persons, when I go and I discuss, okay, how are we going to work this out? Okay, I can't pay you, $1,000 a night or whatever you just work for. That's the best I could do. Okay, I'll work with you, you know? Yeah. But if I'm working from 6 to 8 and I still work until 9 because the people ain't want to leave, I'm not exact with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you for $350 or $400 because I overwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But let me show you the disrespect. Genuinely, that even businesses in this country have towards artists. I didn't get to Mark Humes yet.
Mm-hmm.
One of the places, I go there every Friday. I've been going there now for maybe 4 or 5 weeks, doing what I do. Sometimes I don't finish until 9 o'clock because, like I said, yeah, I don't want to leave with people sitting there eating their food and it just looks odd for the business that we come to hear her sing, and then we might reach 7:30, and she leaving.
Yeah.
I do it. I go overboard. That's my point. Okay? So I'm not exact. And I understand the rainy weather. I understand the conditions. We're doing outdoor. You have a tent. Every week you get a tent. You tell me you get a tent because you know I'm coming. I have to send my husband, first of all, to the place to see if the tent there, because you can't ever answer my call to say, should I come or don't come because it was raining or it may rain. Right? Then I get to find out I all dress up to go to work Friday. On Friday, and my husband had to be told by a Haitian or somebody who works there that he left a message to me to say, she ain't working, I guess, it's too bad. So you couldn't call me and tell me that? Mm-hmm. My husband said he was embarrassed. Okay? Mm-hmm. The second place told me, okay, why don't you come every Friday? You've been running behind me for weeks because you're here down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You told me to come every Friday. Okay. I said, what about a flyer? Okay, you're going to have to get your own flyer made because everybody who works here make their own flyer up. No problem. I spend money to get the flyer made. Then you can hit me and tell me, oh, I don't think every Friday can work because I ain't sure I could pay you this $300 or whatever it is every week. Okay, that's number two.
Yeah.
So I said,
we got a problem in the industry.
See, it's the disrespect.
Yeah.
Then I go into the other place on Saturday. Mm. Or the fritter. The fritter is $12. I don't mind paying for the fritter. The drink is $6.50. You charge me for lemonade. I supposed to work from 6 to 8. I'm there every other Saturday, and I work until 9 or a little after 9.
Where's the union?
I'm just trying to show you something, Mary.
Yeah.
I can finish this right now. So you could. I just want to get this point across. And even if I don't sit on this, I have to say this. So the young lady, I asked her for some water.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're going to charge me for the water, let me know you're charging me for the water. Okay? You're going to say, Miss Emily, if I give you water, you want to pay for the water, give you some tap water. Or bring me the tap water, let me drink that.
Yeah.
I prefer you to do that than to charge me for the water, put it on the bill, and the water probably $2-3.
Yeah.
And I'm the aqua water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I'm just saying. So when I said, what is my bill? You only pay me $350. Every week I come there to food for my husband, my daughter, and whatever, that's $87. So I said, giving you your money back, so I really ain't making the $350.
Yeah.
And you can freaking charge me for water?
Right. Okay, that's very strong language.
So I'm saying it's disrespect.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming the owner of the lab because we talk and he apologized and all that because it was really the staff. But I'm saying this is the kind of respect or disrespect that we as artists in this country, nobody respects us.
All right. I'm going to let Lady E chime in, and then I'm going to talk about
and what Sweet Emily, and I want people to understand, what Sweet Emily is talking about, she's just explaining to you a day in the life of a Bahamian entertainer. The day in the life of these bands that are going out there, Bahamian artists that are going out there now, we're in survival mode. So when you hear her talk about these things and you're asking probably, what exactly? No, she's explaining to you a day in the life of a Bahamian entertainer, a Bahamian performer, a Bahamian a band owner. You know, this is what's happening right now. We're all in survival mode. And so because we're you might hear Bahamian artists, hey, they supposed to be rich. They supposed to have a lot of money.
Hmm.
No, we're out here surviving too.
Yeah.
So when you hear her speak like that, it's about the fact that she's expressing to you that the disrespect not only is coming from the governmental side, where we're going through this independent celebration and not being respected, not being showcased, not being included. Mm-hmm. You talk about inclusion. We have been X'd out.
Yeah.
We have been X'd out completely, and it's disrespectful. Because right now, we are going through this pandemic holding hands together.
Yeah. And I would want to say, looking at that perspective, that we focused on both the lack of regard and disrespect from the state side and a lack of regard for what is required to create an industry and maintain it. In the face of Bahamians demanding, right? Demanding that that other Bahamians fall in line and do whatever is necessary to get the tourism vehicle moving again, right? Mm-hmm. That's what Bahamians are saying. Do what is necessary.
Well, Minister D'Aguilar was on last night and speaking about that. He was saying that the cruise ships are back in. Things are on the up and up. The airlifts have been, I work at air traffic as well, so I can tell you firsthand that, you know, the traffic is returned back to the Bahamas. The hotels are operating now more than 85% occupancy.
Okay.
You know, things are moving upward for the Bahamas. So we feel as though this showcase independence, especially with it being streamed worldwide, and that right now our tourists are here and they want to know, what is the Bahamian product? What is it that I've come to the Bahamas for?
And Shine, you going to say something?
Yeah, no, I just, you know, talking about it being streamed worldwide, right? And I just want to get back to the point that on this Independence Day, they're not singing anything Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting streamed worldwide now. So you're singing other people's songs. We still have to look at the business aspect of
it.
Yeah. You know? Copyrights.
License. You can pay these people to be using Kirk Franklin because they can get
royalties, those kind of stuff. You know, we have to get back to the business side of it. And I saw a comment. Someone said that, they hired Kirk Franklin Bond, whatever.
No.
You won't hire the Bond, but you're singing his song. You got to pay him anyway.
You got to pay that royalty.
Right?
Okay,
so.
Go on.
Yeah, we just have to respect our teens. This our teens.
Respect our teens. And so what I wanted to say was, so many things about this, the streaming aspect, right? After the pandemic, or we're still in the midst of the pandemic, but we're opening ourselves back up. This is, like you guys say, an opportunity to define ourselves for the world.
Again,
right?
Revive us again.
Now, for me, this is perhaps the most important independence we have had so far.
Right.
Because the nature of how we live, we've been challenged to re-examine who we are and how we expect with one another. This is the most important independence ceremony yet, and an opportunity for us to define who we are to ourselves, to define for our young people in particular who we are.
Yes.
Right? Like, if we mess up on this, you could imagine after a whole year of not celebrating the Junkanoo,
no regattas,
no
independence,
no
emancipation, no homecomings,
nothing.
And then your biggest celebration is going to be non-Bahamian.
That's crazy,
music.
Man.
It is if you understand the link between cultural preservation and national security, then you understand that this is a matter of national importance.
Right.
This ain't something to just brush aside.
It's egregious. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's
guys.
An egregious.
So, we got to take a pause here for a call and for text. All right?
Okay.
Put on your headphones. Okay, to my audience, give me 1 second. What we're going to do is I'm going to turn the volume up on my device. There we There we go. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, morning, Erin. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Wonderful.
And good morning to those ladies, beautiful ladies, Miss Williams.
Thank you.
Very good last name. And the rest, whoever in your studio.
Lady E and Shine.
Great. What I want to ask you, Miss Green, right?
Uh-huh.
This is a virtual, and this is being shown all around the world, right?
Right, right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many Bahamian artists has been recognized throughout the world?
Plenty. Not enough.
Okay.
But plenty.
Don't you think
blind?
This is an appropriate time for them to put their foot, you know, in the sand? For them, in other words, for them to get recognition? Don't you think so?
Yes.
Do you realize that if you have Bahamian artists, whether they are gospel, whoever, you have it collaborating together, don't you realize that you can have places, other countries wanting to have them to come over there to display their talent?
Exactly.
And not just that, do it at a time when the whole globe is celebrating the creatives and cultural stakeholders as the most as essential workers, on par with healthcare and police. The whole globe is doing it. Wouldn't it be a wonderful opportunity to show the world how Bahamians, we don't just entertain you when you come here. Mm-hmm. Look at how we are infused in your popular culture.
Mm-hmm. It is our way of life.
I mean, Ms. Green, we had the Golden Girls that basically put our country on the world map, okay? Mm-hmm. We had different persons. We had DeAndre Ayton, Buddy Hield, and whatever. These entertainers, give them a shot at it. You would be surprised that the recognition that they can get from other people, other persons throughout the countries.
Listen,
and next thing when you see the people calling them, look, I need you to come over here to do a show.
Listen, you have Lenny Kravitz, who is a Bahamian.
Hold on.
Wow.
Jerry DeVoe, who is a Bahamian in Japan with his own Sony studio.
T-Connection.
And if you all know what that means.
T-Connection. Bahamian.
Look here, I met a boy. I was in university in London, and I met a boy who was going to go study Joseph Spence.
But Ms. Green, not cutting you off. Let me ask.
But quick, because I got like 18 texts to read through.
How do you right now feel as a Bahamian who, especially Miss Williams, Emily, who has contributed? I mean, the only thing you used to hear one time ago in this country when you hear about music, basically. You hear with Ronnie, then you hear with Sweet Emily, you hear with Nehemiah, you know, and then you hear KB them, then you hear these new artists. So Sweet Emily, them paved the way for the younger artists.
Yes.
And I guess that's why she's so passionate, because she didn't have that opportunity to be maybe on the world stage how she would like to be, but this is the best opportunity, and this might be the, like Eminem say, you got one shot.
Yeah.
And this might be the only shot for those persons in that studio to be recognized throughout the world.
Thank you.
The Bahamian music is only recognized throughout the world is when they come here, you know. Remember that. Now and then you might have people playing Bahamian music in the States. Now and then. Mm-hmm. But this here, anyway, y'all inside that studio, let me tell you something. Let me say this to y'all ladies.
Then I got to go do it.
What all y'all need to do, Saturday or whenever this celebration is, go on Clifton Park and do your own thing. Because they
call the COVID police.
When you want respect sometimes in life, you got to demand it.
Well, do
it. Y'all have a good day and keep up the good work, Miss Green.
Thank you. Do it.
Yes, ma'am.
My suggestion is that the artists host their own concert, virtual, and broadcast it, right? Before we go to the text, here's another idea. We talk about broadcasting to the world. For a government that's very concerned about crowd control and COVID protocols, right? Why didn't we do an independence light display for the space station? Right? Mm-hmm. Since we have this relationship with the astronauts, and they already think the Bahamas is the most beautiful place in the world, right?
Yeah.
This is why I talk about a lack of imagination, but more than that, a lack of inclusion limits our capacity for imagination. The more people you bring in, the more ideas you're gonna have, right? Mm-hmm. And we just killing ourselves by maintaining these silo mentalities. Mm-hmm. But let me get to these texts, guys. Oh. Face text, Bahamian artists deserve to be on that stage, to be paid, and get international exposure. Those are two separate things. And the public deserves to enjoy their performances. That said, I'd pay for an alternate show featuring the Bahamian artists we all want to see. The government's independence event will obviously be a bore. Most of us only go for the music. So give us the music, Lady E and friends. In fact, sell it to us. We buy in. That's a texter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another text. Good morning, all. Music is indeed universal. Therefore, musicians, artists, writers, and performers craft out products for the various events that is required of them to fit the occasion at hand. Hence the music and songs. Furthermore, secular artists don't shy away from their gospel roots. And yes, Brother Dyson, it is about respect and the future, but my brother, the money is essential and it is needed. So that's somebody reminding y'all that don't forget that you got to get paid because you got to pay your bills.
Yes. Definitely.
Another text, Independence is not a Bahamian music festival. There is more to independence than music. Art, theater, our ocean, food, customs, institutions, history. Why y'all acting like the celebration is about it? It's about gospel music. Where's the balance? A senior member of the planning committee. Have the claims being made by disgruntled musicians been independently verified?
Wow.
That's a detractor. That's someone.
That's
see,
a spin
people,
doctor
people
right there.
Need to understand too that, you know, while we're in this silly season, this is what I call it. I deem it silly season because see, a lot of persons would like to take this story and make it yellow, red, green. Yeah. This ain't about that. This is about that aquamarine, black and gold.
Yeah.
You understand me? So comments like that, I just look at it for what it is. It's a detractor to take people's attention away from the real issues.
And right. And I want to say to that texter, it is about balance. And this is not the only area where there's a lack
That's
of balance.
For sure.
I will not push my particular issue at this point heavily about the lack of recognition for other religions in this religious service. That's my position. Mm-hmm. But dear texter, this is just a bad start. And a bad start gives us a bad result. If they had included more people at the beginning, we would have seen a different result.
Exactly.
Morning, Miss Green. I feel bad to call myself a true Bahamian. Wow, I cry shame on this government. Lord help us all. Do not... What? You can't feel bad to... Call yourself a true Bahamian. The only time you feel bad is when you refuse to pull somebody along with you.
Let me also speak. We had a meeting with Iram Lewis, who is the Honorable Minister Iram Lewis, who is the Minister of Culture now, and the meeting was positive, and basically the Ministry of Culture doesn't agree with what's going on. The Ministry of Tourism doesn't agree with what is happening. You understand? Yeah. So I want to make that perfectly clear.
Remember my story earlier about illusion of inclusion?
And I'm sure the Prime Minister, him hearing this story, he is not at peace with what's going on. What we're saying is that you have an opportunity to fix this. You have an opportunity to show the Bahamian people, yeah, we had some people, they made a boo-boo. They made a big boo-boo on behalf of us. But guess what? We're not too big to say, hey, we can take this back. We can make this right. So without doing anything, that's where you become wrong. That's where you become a part of the problem. With not acting out and saying and speaking up and saying, hey, this is a part of my administration. However, they were wrong and I'm going to correct it. You have an opportunity to do so.
I hope you guys hear that. Sweet Lady Emily, I got a text here for you. The person says they are saddened by your story. They want to know the number or the name of the business. Don't say it.
I won't.
I will take down their text. Yeah. So if you feel to, you could text them
no problem.
That
Thank you.
Number.
Okay.
For that, I got a caller on the line. Kermit, the caller ready? Okay. I see that line is not working. Let's get back to these texts. Text says, it's a slap in the face that government officials would use taxpayers' money to subsidize foreigners to perform in a national cultural venue that is discriminating against its own Bahamian nationals. They're not paying foreigners.
No.
They're essentially singing
foreign music.
Singing foreign music.
But it's the same thing, though.
And they will be paying foreigners
it is
the
same.
Music
right.
that they're singing
is foreigners.
Is
they
right.
have to pay
money
for that.
They
going
have to pay for that.
So right. it's basically the same thing. I mean,
yeah, let's slow down. Let's slow down so people can really understand
Yeah,
that.
Let's repeat that.
Bahamian singers, Bahamian vocalists, will be singing foreign music. Now, how the government is funding that, the government has to pay for licensing. If you sing my song, you have to pay me to sing my song. Persons like Kirk Franklin, see, America has different laws. These international bodies, they have different laws that are worldwide yeah. recognized laws. If you sing their material, you have to pay a licensing fee. So indirectly, the Bahamas government is funding and
American
throwing
artists.
Money again out of the country.
Yeah, so it's basically the same thing. I mean,
boy. Okay, I got a caller on the line, Kermit. This one's good? All right, caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron and Tia. Yes, how y'all doing?
I'm good, thank you, Anton. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Great conversation, by the way. Good morning to the nation. I listened to the news last night, and I'm not sure which one of the artists was mentioning the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture just now, but I almost had a heart attack when I heard him saying that decision was all on the chairman, who's responsible. But no chairman in and of itself can make any financial decision without going to their minister, who's responsible for that portfolio. And the minister serves as an executive of cabinet. Therefore, the government is fully responsible, inclusive of the prime minister. And so there is no separation from this dreadful experience that is occurring right now on the doorsteps of our independence. And there's no separating it from the poor decision of the government. But what I want to add is this. If we are talking about promoting and expanding blue, green, orange economy, et cetera, right? Here's the perfect opportunity, recognizing that even if you don't have the funds to pay the artists, you can come to some level of agreement, realizing the international exposure that's about to be gained that perhaps can supersede any amount of money that you would have paid the artist for a few hours of work.
Good
that's
point.
International exposure within itself on that world
Thank
stage.
You. Great point.
Thank you, Anton.
That's a great Thank point. Because we would have sang for free if they couldn't afford to pay us.
And let me tell you what Anton mean. I am 45, and I still remember the Blind Blake promotional tourism video that my daddy had somehow. And I remember Don't Squeeze the Mango. And I remember Perry Como. That's what it was. It's Perry Como singing with Bohemian artists, right? A cultural promotional tourism video. I remember that to this day, right? We're talking 40 years ago. The exposure to the minds and hearts of the international market, but more importantly, Bahamians. Like I say, I remember the woman, light-skinned woman in the traditional skirt with the apron on it. Don't squeeze the mango. Right. Don't squeeze the mango. All is ripe and sweet, you know. Don't squeeze the mango. I never can forget that. And that's how important this is. Thank you for that point, Anton. I get some more texts here. Hi, Aaron. How are we supposed to instill pride in our culture and our children when our authorities openly suppress cultural expression and disrespect our creatives? I definitely won't be tuning into the event. No. You got to tune into the event. You got to support the Bahamian artists that are performing. You got to critique the event.
Right.
You got to take your notes.
Yeah, you want to know what's going on. Don't
and then you want to give suggestions, right?
Right.
A part of the problem is we don't inundate these people with suggestions. Mark Hume's office should have been littered with paper he couldn't throw away, with ideas. He should have gone to sleep guilty. Like he can't sleep because of the ideas from other people creeping in. Yes, Lady E.
Well, right now, what we're understanding is, you know, while we would love to blame Mark Humes, yes, he was arrogant to us. Yes, he was disrespectful to Bahamian artists when we came to his office. But we have to recognize that Mark Humes is only a worker still.
A part of a political culture.
He received directives. He received, and I'm sure that the story goes even deeper. You know, a lot of persons are now passing the buck because it's a big egg on their faces. So right now, Mark Humes, I feel, is being the sacrificial lamb. You understand? Persons who are trying to duck and dodge this situation, people who are trying to change the narrative into the fact that they're painting this picture, oh, he was incompetent and therefore nothing can be done. The facts are still the facts. We had a budget. Every year there is a budget set aside for independence. There is a budget set aside for regattas. There's a budget set aside for the sailing community. There's a budget set aside for Junkanoo. Where has that money gone? How is that money being used? Mm-hmm. Mark Humes was given a budget, okay? He was given a budget from the cabinet office, from the prime minister, whoever gave him this budget. They have now given it a green light for us to spend we Bahamian money on promoting what is not even Bahamian. That is a problem.
Well, it's a slippery slope, certainly.
Can I read what Dyson Knight said when you're done?
Read it now.
Okay, he said, cabinet only okays the budget. They have no knowledge of the show structure. That may be true. He said the minister knows and supervises the show structure. And he was reiterating the last column.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you very much, Dyson. That is some politics. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say the politics, that's the way that things work. Politics in that nature, right? Not the partisan thing. And these are the spaces that require attention, right? How these things function. Who makes the decision? We talk about the illusion of inclusion. These things are important. But I got a ton of text here, guys. It says, I really love Bahamian music, but the artists need to produce more music. Every year, the same songs are being played. I was told of a foreign artist that frequent the Bahamas and would ask, what is the number Bahamian song? And for number one song, he would be told, tell old lion, I ain't home. We need to do better and produce more songs. Yeah, the people who telling him ain't informing him.
But that ain't true.
That ain't no truth.
I agree. Yeah. They get what they deserve. While KB was on his rant against the last government and Carnival, I joined him only to find out he got straight. Now where's his voice? That's an unfair assessment. Everybody say it has nothing to do with politics, and 9 out of 10, it does. Everything in this country is about politics because the government has the biggest purse, and we all know how that goes. See, that's where y'all making the mistake. It's everything in this country is about governance. It is about governance, not politics, right? Politics is how the... another text from a musician?
No, Eric Ward from Bahamian Nun wants the number so he can call in.
Oh, okay, yes, my bad. The number is 323-6232-325-4316. Okay. 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. We have been having a few issues with our phone lines this morning. So let me take one. Okay, Lady E, go on.
I just want to chime in on behalf of KB. You know, he's not here. You understand? KB has always been a strong advocate. Persons like him, Fred Ferguson, you have Freddie Munnings. You have persons who have been vocal, yes. Are they fully responsible to make sure that anything egregious happens is supposed to be vocal about? No, no, no. It's our turn now. We are also Bahamian artists, and we stand with our brothers like them.
And it's not
like KB. It's not his responsibility all the time to be able to say, okay, well, it's time to row. And where's KB?
And it's not the artist's responsibility alone, right? They are not the... they're not the only stakeholders of culture. No. We are all stakeholders of culture.
Exactly.
And we have to... this happens because we allowed the gap to form. I could be honest with you, right? People like me, people like the listening in the listening audience, we allowed the gap to form. And every time, see, I'm not saying don't let your children buy the music they like, you know. I'm saying every album, foreign album they buy, you must make them listen to a Bahamian album, right? Every foreign song they say they like, you must make them listen to a Bahamian song, right? Cultural imperialism is real. And if we don't take our culture seriously, we will be consumed by the larger cultures around us. This is really a matter of national security. So I want to say to all my texters here, I am so sorry we didn't have an opportunity to get to all the texts, but I'm going to read through just a couple more before we go. Good morning, Aaron. I respect these artists so much for standing up because it's ridiculous what that so-called cultural committee is intending on doing. Shame on them. I think it's not a matter of intent. Sweet Emily, I think it's a matter of incompetence, right? I think it's just they didn't think about it. Another text say, morning, they just do not care. Good morning. So these people in cabinet, and they didn't know what's going on with the independence celebrations. I don't think they thought it important enough to pay attention. Aaron, this is not a theocracy. That's why we have two different cultures in the Bahamas. Not everybody is Christian or churchgoers. That, like I said, that's the issue that I raised, but that's not the core of the campaign being presented today. These artists are willing to work with the Christian community. Shine, you going to close us off for the day?
Yes, I will.
Good day.
Good. The narrative here is we are Bahamian, and we should push Bahamians. And everything cultural, and cultural covers all aspects, whether it be gospel, Junkanoo, Gombe, art, comedy, magic. If it's Bahamian, we should showcase Bahamian on July 10th.
Absolutely.
And if you want to show your support, we are asking that everybody continue to share the videos, share the information. Call in all your radio stations and request Bahamian music. And after you request Bahamian music, say 242 or nothing. Make sure you call all. It doesn't matter what entertainer, what song you love, make sure that you go out there and you tell people, hey, 242 or nothing, call all the radio stations.
And look here, don't leave it to me because we'll be listening to By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Ronnie Butler. And although it wasn't written by a Bahamian, Ronnie Butler, take that song and make it the greatest song in the whole world. And so shine today. Shine like the star that you are. I got to go. I got to run these artists out of the studio. Thank you, Levon, for these 1.5 extra seconds. We are out of here and unleashed with Levon Miller is up next. Have a great day, Bahamas. Shake a leg and rake and scream.
Rake and scream.